This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. In recent years, the maker movement, which includes do-it-yourselfers and high-tech hackers, has been introducing an even younger generation to the joys of making things with their own hands. And slowly, adult hacker spaces have been reaching out to young people. What's more, we're seeing a rise of youth groups called Hacker Scouts and DIY clubs. Reporter John Kalish tells us about this grassroots movement that is now teaching kids science, technology, engineering, and math hands-on. Outside the classroom.
A small group of kids and parents are gathered in a community garden in the Bedford-Stuyvesant section of Brooklyn. This monthly meeting of the DIY Club is happening thanks to a children's website called DIY.org. Today the kids are making seed bombs, little balls of compost soil and clay with seeds inside them. Little Trixie Rapp, who also makes her own animated films and fake poop from cardboard, she is 10 years old after all, is full of scientific observations about the garden she's helping to grow.
I think the slug is actually a pest because, like, it nibbles on all of the plants that you plant, I guess. We keep finding baby slugs, and they just look like a dot of jello.
Photos and videos of Trixie's projects are displayed on several pages of the DIY.org website, where she goes by the name Kooky Cat. Her audience is huge. For a fifth grader, 75,000 kids are registered with DIY.org, which is headquartered in San Francisco. The Bay Area is a hotbed of DIY culture. No surprise, then, that a new organization called Hacker Scouts started here. Hacker Scouts is geared towards children between the ages of 8 and 14. And like the DIY Club in Brooklyn, it's co-ed. About a dozen kids sit at a large work table using glue guns to make little cars out of popsicle sticks, plastic straws, and other materials. The passengers in these tiny vehicles are hard-boiled eggs, which sometimes survive a trip down a steep incline.
Go, guys!
Hey, nice.
And sometimes not.
There's no right or wrong way to do it.
Lance Akiyama runs an after-school program called the Workshop for Young Engineers.
Experientially, they're learning things like momentum and crashworthiness, resilience, those sorts of things.
We're filling a hole. This kind of education was missing.
Samantha Cook is a mother of three and the executive director of Hacker Scouts.
We can give kids a really grounded education in STEAM, so science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And we can highly individualize it. So we have these concepts and skills that we're presenting, but every single time they come to us, there is a way to individualize it, to make it personal, to make it relevant to their own life.
Here in Oakland, 11-year-old Gigi Mancusa Jackson is demonstrating a little robot that resembles a mouse. She soldered it together from a kit. Her mom, Rebecca, says Gigi loves to make things with her hands.
Most recently, she made a bed.
Add PVC pipe. PVC pipe and a tarp. And then you just put an air mattress on top.
She makes everything by herself since she was four. So this is ideal for her because she has people here who can help her with these things that I can't help her with.
People like Shoshana Abras, who's a member of the hackerspace where the Hacker Scouts meet. She makes her own jewelry when she's not working as a site reliability engineer at Google.
What I'm doing now was not even thought of in school when I was their age. It was not even taught in college. It's still not taught in college, really. That's the environment these kids are going to be growing up into. They're going to be doing things that we can't even imagine now with technologies that haven't been invented. So that's what they have to learn, that sense of fearlessness, to touch technology, to explore it for themselves.
In addition to the knowledgeable mentors at Hacker Scouts, kids have access to expensive computer-controlled fabrication gear, tools that are key in 21st century manufacturing. 11-year-old Annabelle Costello waits to have some cardboard cut on a $9,000 laser cutter.
Since I'm making a desk, I don't want to waste a whole bunch of wood if I mess up. So I need to do a prototype with cardboard that's half size. And I just built all the pieces on my computer.
When Annabelle says she built the pieces of the desk on her computer, she really means she created the digital blueprints for them with computer-aided design, or CAD, software. In Hacker Scouts, an 11-year-old is taught how to use CAD. When it's time to cut her desk parts out of plywood, a grown-up will do it, operating a $15,000 computer-controlled router. It's there because the Oakland chapter of Hacker Scouts meets at Ace Monster Toys, which, despite its name, is an adult hackerspace. The original Hacker Scouts chapter in Oakland has a waiting list of 60 kids who want to join. In addition to the Oakland chapter, there are close to 24 affiliates around the country that are either up and running or starting in the fall. Over at the children's website, DIY.org in San Francisco, about half of the 80-plus skills kids are encouraged to master involve STEM. Zach Klein, a former Eagle Scout who went on to co-found Vimeo, is DIY.org's CEO.
It seems to be a whole new era of what it's possible for kids to be learning, and schools aren't bridging that gap, and it's just creating demand for organizations like ours to give kids the tools and communities they need to make progress on their own.
Close to 100 DIY clubs, including a new one in Portland, Oregon, are affiliated with the website. Once kids master a skill, they get a virtual merit badge posted on their webpage. They'll be able to get embroidered versions of these colorful hexagonal patches in the mail later this summer. Back at the DIY club in Brooklyn, 10-year-old Trixie Rapp says she's looking forward to the patches she's earned, which include gardener, animator, and prankster, for making that fake poop.
I'm just going to put them all on my hoodie and backpacks and stuff.
Some people say the DIY movement is a throwback to a time when people made more things themselves. But as DIY.org's Zach Klein suggested, it may well be the future. Do-it-yourself learning, bridging the gap between formal education and the desire to be creative outside of school. I'm John Kalish.